And with me on the phone now from his office in Fort Smith is Michael Tilley with thecitywire.com. Michael, how is this Thursday treating you thus far?
It's treating me thus far okay.
All right.
And early happy Easter.
And happy Easter to you. Thank you very much. Let's talk about natural gas prices. Consumer rates fell statewide.
Yeah, how's that for a headline? Gas prices fall. You haven't seen that in a while, have you?
No, and I don't think many people will be bothered by that headline.
No, but it's natural gas prices. Yes, the pass-through utilities in Arkansas for the commodity portion of your gas bill, and anyone who's paid a natural gas bill understands there are different charges on the bill, but for the commodity portion, utilities can only charge what it costs them to pass that through to you. And because natural gas prices are now at 10-year lows, obviously that commodity price has fallen. So Source Gas in northwest Arkansas, Arkansas-Oklahoma Gas here in Fort Smith, Center Point Energy, which provides gas to larger, not really to northwest Arkansas or much of the Fort Smith area, but large parts of Arkansas, they've all lowered their gas rates, and that commodity charge will be lower between April 1st and October 1st. So hopefully people will see a little bit of relief in that area.
Let's continue what is viewed as positive news with a report that tax collections in all major revenue categories and lower than expected income tax refunds mean March revenue for the state of Arkansas was up.
Yes, and the one, Kyle, the sector I closely look at is the gross receipts collection, and that essentially measures sales and use tax collections, which is a measure of consumer confidence, or consumer spending, I should say, which reflects consumer confidence. And that was up in March. Those collections totaled a little over $174 million, up 5% from last year. For the year to date, now Arkansas's year is from July to June, and its gross receipts tax collections are up 1.7%. That's not a lot, but it's in the right direction.
Now, something you and I talked about on Tuesday's program, we'll touch on again, something that wasn't viewed as positive news, and that's the mothballing of the Mitsubishi plant and plant in Fort Smith.
Right, and while it was a disappointment and it's discouraging, it unfortunately wasn't a surprise. I mean, there have been concerns about Mitsubishi just, you know, 2 or 3 months after they announced, Kyle. If you remember, they announced in October 2009, and then it was just shortly, October 2009, and just shortly after that, in December, we began to learn that Mitsubishi and GE were in patent disputes that could delay the plan. And then, since then, the market's fallen out. There's uncertainty about the production tax credit, whether Congress will extend that. The company announced that plant will not open, and the issue, the bottom line, is those are 400 jobs that are not going to be happening in the near term, and those are roughly $18 an hour average jobs, which are very healthy, not just for Fort Smith or Arkansas, for almost any part of the country. And with Whirlpool leaving and Bremner Cracker leaving in June, that's roughly 1,300 jobs are going to lose. These 400 would have greatly helped ease that pain, but that's not going to happen now.
And Arkansas Governor Mike Beebe hopes that he's going to find eventually some jobs, perhaps in China. The governor is heading overseas.
Yes, let's just hope it's not a slow boat to China.
Uh-huh.
And let's hope the fast boat comes back with jobs. But I want to be optimistic. I'm proud that they're going over. I'm pleased that they're going over. He's taking his economic development team. But this is his first trip, and, you know, it's going to be hard to be too optimistic about any quick results from this. I think Governor Beebe has tried to downplay expectations, but, you know, if you think about what can he bring back, I mean, you know, companies are still, multinationals are still taking production to China, even though they do have some energy availability issues. The workforce isn't quite as low-paying as it used to be. You still have to wonder what advantages we have. So it'll be interesting to see when he comes back, see what kind of report, and then watch for the next 6, 9 months or a couple of years to see what we get out of that.
And I also want to point people's attention to a special series that's going on throughout the year at thecitywire.com, and that is about child abuse. Another new report on that can be found online this week as well.
Yes, thanks for pointing that out. That's just a tough issue and just a heartbreaker story every time we post it. But it's important. Child abuse statistics are frightening, and we're just supporting several groups, both in Northwest Arkansas and the Fort Smith area, who are trying to raise awareness, and through awareness, trying to maybe lower those statistics in our communities.
Michael Tilley is with thecitywire.com. Michael, thank you very much.
Hey, it's always good talking to you, Kyle.